from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 5 o'clock. I'm Jill Croce. Topping our report this hour, state officials remind folks to bear-proof their trash and yards in time for the animals' active season.
Each fall, black bears eat plenty of food to prep for their denning season. DEP officials say this can bring bears closer to homes and into yards and campgrounds in search of an easy meal. To cut down on encounters, residents should secure trash and remove outdoor pet food bowls, easy-to-reach bird feeders, and residue from barbecue grills. Those in Northwest Jersey especially are urged to use certified bear-resistant garbage containers. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Very rough surf and no lifeguards was a bad combination at the shore this week, and multiple water rescues are being reported. In Avon-by-the-Sea, the call went out for several swimmers needing assistance Sunday evening at the Washington Avenue beach. Two people were rescued, a third person drowned. Under a proposed law being considered in New Jersey, employers would be required to take down a job listing within 2 weeks of the position being filled. Assemblyman Joe Danielson says his bill goes after so-called ghost listings.
These practices harm job seekers by wasting their valuable time and effort on non-existent opportunities.
Critics of the bill say it's just another burden on businesses. Under the proposal, violators would receive a warning, then they face a fine of at least $1,000. A judge has decided he will not order an election on the future of the Toms River Animal Shelter, despite a lawsuit by a resident who's opposed to letting the county take it over. Judge Robert Brenner says an election would not change the fact that the shelter would not be run locally. Now, the Rue Insurance Business Report. Data from the Labor Department shows big spikes in food prices are starting to ease, but you probably haven't noticed it yet in the supermarket. Overall, food prices are down April through June. In business, anything can happen. Be ready with Rue Insurance. For benefits, business, and personal insurance, visit RueInsurance.com. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Will we need the rain gear tonight? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. This is one of New Jersey's driest Septembers on record, rolling right along with some clouds, cooler than normal temperatures, and raindrops in play this week. You won't need the umbrella much, if at all, though. Showers will pulse down this evening and then broken clouds overnight. Low temperatures fall into the upper 50s by morning. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, maybe a sprinkle, highs back to near 70. Wednesday, cloudy and breezy with a better chance of showers and maybe even a few thunderstorms. Highs will be around 70. On Thursday, we'll get an influx of warmer air. Still lots of clouds overhead, but highs improve to around 75 to 80 on Thursday. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarro.
Hackensack 65, New Brunswick 66, and Evesham 65. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather brought to you by Brock Farms. It's fall, and Brock Farms has everything you need to beautify your home, garden, and pond. Shop their huge selection and let their expert staff help you create the yard of your dreams. Visit Brock Farms, Route 9 North in Freehold or Route 34 in Colts Neck.
Not New York, not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.